If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is May the 5th, 2022, and today the topic is, Lord, strengthen me where I am weak. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. Well, for the most part, trying to think, like, was there anything of significance to share from yesterday? Other than I pushed through and worked out, so that's one thing, because I was debating on that, but I went ahead and pushed through. I got a good midday nap, so because of that helped me with some energy later on that evening and whatnot. I feel like I went to sleep kind of later, and then obviously I'm up, you know, to do the juice this morning. So again, to God be the glory for that. For those of you all that are watching live, you guys see that I'm in Studio C, right? That's what I call the green screen, Studio C. But the thing is, you know, for the record, I believe that we're going to retire the pink backdrop. So y'all, you know, those that have been, you know, rooting for that, wanting to see something different, X, Y, and Z, this is it. It's going to be it, because, I mean, who knows where GSL is going to be placed now that we are on the green screen. So, so shout out to Boomer. Shout out to Boomer. You know, we're going to see what he do, you know, with all of this newness around here. So, yeah, the new, so GSL is going to be filmed with this setup now. And then, like I said, we'll see about everything else, but yeah, so very interested and excited to see, like, what's going to come. Y'all probably won't see this on the show until maybe, like, next month or something like that because of all the pre-recorded shows that we have. But, yeah, so be on the lookout for new looks for GSL, the talk show. Also, very excited for this weekend. You know, today is Thursday. So, yeah, in a couple of days, I'm going to be performing at the Decatur Arts Festival. So, those of you all in Georgia, come on out and see us. You know, we will have some product on hand. So, if you want to buy books and things like that, you can do that. You can meet Madame Miraculous. And we're giving free Mother's Day gifts as well. So, yeah, man, stop by. Madame Miraculous is going to be there doing a show named The Mother's Day Dilemma at the Decatur Arts Festival. So yeah, y'all can look up my social media, Actress Miracle Sims, for more information about that. And speaking of my social media, I hope y'all are following me because, well, one, again, there's a lot of cool things that, you know, Boomer's over my marketing now, right? And so there's a lot of cool things that he's doing. I'm on TikTok now. There's all these little clips and videos of me now, you know, on TikTok. You know, he's been creating things for my Instagram and whatnot. And so those of you all that celebrate and know that yesterday was May 4th and I guess the whole Star Wars venture and whatnot, he created an image for that yesterday and it was hilarious. He kind of warned me on Monday. He's like, oh, you're going to hate me on Wednesday. And I'm like, huh? What do you mean? And he's like, oh, it's a surprise. I'm like, oh, God. Then, lo and behold, I wish I had to put it in the show thing so I could show y'all live. But if y'all go to my Instagram, Actress Miracle Sims on Instagram, y'all will see this image of yours truly as Princess Leia. So shout out to Boomer for his silly antics and for keeping me entertained with my own social media platforms. It's very interesting. But anyway, all right, so let's get into this chit chat, y'all. Lord, give me strength where I am weak. So, well, I want to start off by saying I was very distracted this morning. I was like working on a lot of different stuff. I could be a bit of an idea generator, so I had all these ideas coming to me this morning, stuff for the show this weekend, and just in general, and a lot of stuff. But then, when I went ahead and did my prayer meditation with the Soul Space app, there was something that came in my mind, and I just was like, okay, well, if that's what I'm supposed to talk about, then I'll just, it'll come back to me. Let me clear my mind and listen to the prayer meditation. So I did, and the prayer meditation was all about purpose and everything like that, how Jesus knew his purpose, X, Y, and Z. And, I talk a lot about purpose. I talk about it on here. I talk about it, when I go to other people's shows and stuff like that. I've shared with you all how I personally feel, about my life right now, and I feel like I'm actually walking in my purpose, more so now than I probably ever have. And everything like that. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess that idea of purpose wasn't necessarily foreign, but there was something that happened last night while I was up. I told y'all I was up late, and I noticed that Miss Angela Stanton King went live. And she was I didn't necessarily catch what she said, but I caught, I tuned in when there was this lady speaking life into her. This elder lady was on there and was encouraging Miss Angela to keep going and X, Y, and Z, because it seems as if Miss Angela was very discouraged with the state of the world, and the state of like how things are looking for the African American community in particular, right? And everything like that. And so, yeah, so I tuned in when the lady was speaking life into her, and that was a beautiful thing to hear and see, and everything on its own. And then I know later on, Miss Angela was sharing more details about things that are happening in her life, and because she is taking a stand, this bold stance, in regards to, just different things when it comes to the African American community, including abortion and all these different things. And so, and she feels alone. From what I'm hearing, her share, she was feeling alone and all these different things, feeling like, at the end of the day, I don't necessarily have to be doing this in regards to, I don't have to be speaking out the way I am, and things like that, because it's bringing backlash, right? It's bringing, I guess, discord and whatnot into her life and whatnot. And she's saying that, and I get that. I guess I share all this to say that I totally understand where she can be coming from, and how she could be feeling when it comes to like speaking, and receiving backlash for it and whatnot. Now, I don't think I've received persecution to the way she has and other people have thus far, because I still feel like I'm getting started when it comes to what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like maybe back in the day, maybe I would have been seeing more now if I had a kept going back in the day the way I was talking back then. If I had kept going, then maybe I would be at a different place and receiving more backlash and whatnot. But right now, I feel like personally, and again, I don't want to say this in a way where it's like taking away anything, because I definitely see the growth, and I definitely, see big things for not only myself but for GSL and everything like that. But I still kind of feel like we're a growing platform. I put it like that. We are growing. You know what I mean? Like we're kind of getting started and jumping things off. So, maybe I haven't reached as far yet to receive so much persecution and so much negativity to the point where I'm feeling that discouraged. But I mean, I have a feel, I've experienced a little bit, already, with the what 2+ years that we've been, GSL has been active, and everything like that. And again, with this message of Christ, right, and this message of what the Bible has to say and everything like that, it's going to come. Like I have to go ahead and mentally prepare myself for persecution because it's part of it, right? Because again, this message of Christ and standing for truth and standing for what's right and all these different things come with that type of backlash and whatnot. And so, so at some point after I was listening to the prayer and meditation and thinking about purpose and all that, when it ended, I just had a moment because I was, I was contemplating what I was going to talk about. She came into my mind. And then the other topic, whatever I had thought about before I had got started, that didn't come back to my mind. And I just felt as if, we as Christians and we as believers, or we maybe even as conservatives, or whatever the case is, like we need to be more bold, right, with our voices, right, while we still have the freedom to do so. Because that's all we're seeing, right? We're seeing a bold advancement in other communities, right? And they seem to be the loudest sort of majority. But I keep hearing about this they call it the silent majority, right? So it's like majority of the people don't believe what the loud minority speaks, right? But because they are silent, it makes it seem like, right, that the majority is with the word that came into my heart and mind right now is foolishness, right? So we, right, need to be more bold, right, with the message of truth, Christ, facts, Bible, all that, like, all of those different things. And maybe some people think those things are separate. Maybe some people understand that those things are the same. I don't know, but yeah, we need to be more bold, right? And use our voices and maybe even get more loud, right? And everything like that. And so, as I was thinking about that, and I guess just thinking about me, right? I'm like, well, Lord, I hope to, because at the end of the day, we wouldn't feel so alone if we knew that there was others. And I think we know at the end of the day that there are other people that believe the same and think the same and stuff like that. But if we're not fellowshipping, right, how we should be doing, if we're not speaking, right, if we're remaining the silent majority, quote unquote, then yeah, it's easy to feel isolated and alone. So again, yeah, but those things on my heart and mind this morning. I guess personally, I asked the Lord, to strengthen me where I am weak, and I guess that's the inspiration, and I hope that's your prayer today as well. So you can become more bold, all right, and more yeah, so God can use us, so God can use us in this season and whatnot and everything like that. I can go on and on, I guess, about it. I don't know. But let's get into the juice. Let's get into some verses, right? So 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's, we shouldn't be afraid of anything here on earth, right? According to the Bible, and there's verses, I didn't write them down, but you can look them up. There are verses that pretty much straight up tell us that, at the end of the day, not to be afraid of those that can just kill the body, but, technically we should be fearing the one that can not only kill the body, but the soul. Obviously I'm paraphrasing there, but y'all can look it up for yourself and get the exact verse in the exact look, cadence or whatever the case is. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, again, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And so we shouldn't be walking in fear. We shouldn't be allowing fear to keep us silent. And when we see I mean, we can sit here and think about our community or our country or our families or whatever, or we just say the world. When we see everything, right, burning around us, are you going to cry out in warning, right? Are you going to, or are you just going to be silent and stagnant and just let things burn? Like, I don't know. That's a question that you can ask yourself on today. And if needs be, then ask the Lord to give you strength where you are weak, right? Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I know that caused a little bit of controversy in the past, me sharing that verse, because somebody wanted to question the all things aspect, right? But hey, I mean, that's what it says. It says, I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Because at the end of the day, it's his strength, not mine, right? So again, hopefully that encourages you, inspires you today. First Chronicles 16 and 11 says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Well, that's one of the ways you're going to be building that strength, right? You're going to, as you seek the Lord, and do so continually, then you might find yourself a bit more strong, right? A bit more bold and everything like that. Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Again, his strength, his might. That's what we're operating in, not our own, not by ourselves. And I guess that's the thing, at the end of the day. If you're feeling weak, right? If you're feeling in a place of isolation and all these different things, then yeah. Again, go to the one that has the strength, so you can operate in that. So he can build us up where we're weak and fill those empty places and things like that. Let's see. One more verse to share, I believe. It's 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. It says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. So, I hope these things encourage you and inspire you this morning. There are a few more verses in the Go Deeper section as well that you can peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. But yeah, friends, again, I hope that you make this your prayer, and ask the Lord to strengthen you where you are weak, because we're all needed. We all have a purpose, and we need to, I guess, be bold and strong in it. So, yes, the Bible verse of today is Romans 8 and 26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Y'all know that tomorrow's Friday, so we have a new episode of God, Sex, and Love, the talk show that will be going live. If I'm not, if I don't say her name wrong, we have the lovely Miss Malaika Ituk, right? joining us tomorrow at 7. And so, yeah, be on the lookout for that. But, yep. But tomorrow morning, y'all, I'll hopefully be talking to you all with the juice. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Everyone is stuck at home, but life is still happening around us every day. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and celebrations. Send your friends and family the gift of wine from the comforts of home. Wine shop at home with Miracle of Wine. Wine, gift baskets, wine accessories, and more at miracleofwine.com.